This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Devastating globalist lies, exposing the mainstream media's propaganda machine. Tirelessly waging war on corruption, from deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6 in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
America's got it, and the whole world wants it. But we've got evil, but we've also got good. We've got the heights, we've got the lows, we've got the Renaissance, the real awakening, the real enlightenment that the Illuminati of Adam Weishaupt tried to hijack with communism, with Jacobinism, with the left-hand path. No, we don't want the left hand to rise above here. It'll never rise above. Left hand rise above. Not going to happen. You can try to cheat your way to heaven, but all you'll do is go straight to hell. So we just witnessed three major developments that could easily lead to global war, and I agree with this analysis. And it just goes through the situation with Israel's already in a shooting war with Iran in Syria and in other areas. You've got the Hong Kong situation. You've got the Taiwan situation. And so much more that's unfolding. And then meanwhile, ISIS warns of terror strikes in San Francisco, New York, and London. Now, Saudi Arabia had been financing that as part of the Arab Spring under Obama's authorization. Trump said, that's over, or we're going to overthrow you. The Saudis said, hey, we were told to do this, set up by the British, 100 years ago. We've been doing this the whole time. Yes, sir, boss. When you say jump, we say how high. Well, that's good, because I don't want to blow up Saudi Arabia. I don't want to be at war with the Muslims. Yeah, radical Islam's real. It's out of control, but globalists are there financing it, funding it. I've had prominent Muslims on air, off air, tell me, why don't you leave us alone? Most of us don't want this. The CIA and others are in there fomenting this. I'm like, yeah, I get it. But it doesn't matter. Even if something's a wind-up toy, it's still attacking me. So I've got to deal with the globalist threat, and I've got to deal with the stuff it's releasing and pushing and turning loose. And I can't, as a culture, have the left sit there and tell me that I can't criticize radical Islam and then let it run my life. Then we have all the videos I didn't even get to this week of gay pride parades with a Muslim showing up in England, the U.S., screaming at him, saying, you're an abomination. Go to hell. You need to bet what you're doing is horrible. Shame on you. And I'm sitting there watching the gay pride parades that are turning to pedophile parades with a bunch of half-naked little kids. And I'm like, lesser two evils is the Muslims. At least they're not wanting to parade kids around to have sex with them. And do you think the average person that's gay is into that? No. But through this culture of leftist acceptance, pedophilia is now being accepted. And it is disgusting. I don't even want to say the things I've seen on video that is mainline news, but I won't even show on the show. Because I know some children could be watching, but parents can't hide this from their children. There's so much evil out there now that you just got to tell them. Sheltering them is not the way to go. You need to explain what it is and how it works. By the way, I haven't even gotten to that yet. That's coming up. In Australia, they're putting out public service announcements saying, don't let grandma kiss you on the cheek. That's pedophilia. But pedophilia is okay. See how that works? Family is bad. Your mom kissing you. Let me tell you something. My grandmothers all kissed me on the lips. And it's because they wanted to eat me up. They loved me so much. Okay? And they take normal, healthy, good things. Like, until I was about, 10 years old, my mother kissed me on the lips. After that, she stopped doing it. But that was pure affection. It's incredible. But they turn what's wholesome and good into sickness but then tell you pedophilia is good with a big pot-bellied fat man, you know, with your kid riding horsey at the public school event or the library event. Total evil. They're trying to extinct the family. Stay with us.
Alex.
Yes.
I got a plug for the Patriot points I get.
Oh, thanks.
I got $180 so far this year, and I feel like I'm stealing from you. I buy so much in the store because, I mean, I don't want to give that money to Walmart. I don't want to give that money to people who are going to donate it to causes I don't believe in. So I'd rather give that money to you. And I'm getting quality products. The products that I do receive have changed my life. I mean, the X2 has really done a lot for me. I've lost weight. My brain works a whole lot better. My kids, they use the toothpaste. My son used to get these little sore throats, and he puts X2 in water and drinks it, and it gets rid of his sore throat.
Sir, let me break this down for you. I want high-quality stuff in there. I want a good price. But I've kind of habituated everybody to where everybody buys when it's 50% off. I'm making $2 on a toothpaste 50% off. And so it's the same thing like the fish oil or the turmeric or the bone broth. Thank you so much for the plugs. But listen, when people get the Patriot points, a lot of times it makes things a loss leader. Because if you're already getting 10% off because you're on auto ship, and then we're doing 50% off, and then you do something like that, where you have Patriot points, we lose money. But that's okay. Thanks for the support.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's the eyes, Chico. The eyes, they never lie. You know, the top Nazi, Wernher von Braun, wrote a 1959 book, or 1949 book, I'm going from memory here, called Project Mars, where the Elons are the aliens who end up taking over the Earth. Beware the Elons and the Elon invasion. Dr. Wernher von Braun. Wonder what he knew. When I watched his promo about this with executives from his company, they all look like they're on hardcore drugs. I mean, they're like sweating. Their eyes are like lit up. Like, I mean, they look nuts. I mean, you know when somebody's on drugs. You know, they admit Silicon Valley is into hardcore speed and hallucinogens. They're taking IV drips at work of DMT. They're taking LSD microdoses and psilocybin mushrooms and peyote every day. Who in the hell would want to join with these people? I've seen people take like 3 hits of acid. Their eyes aren't that big. What the hell are they on? And one of the crew members said maybe they've already got this whole Neuralink wires hooked in their brain, because as PKD pointed out, Philip K. Dick back in the 70s, the cyberpunk future is where you can get any type of pleasure you want, just plug in, but no one wants to even get up or eat for weeks or days. You just die because you just plug all this in, and it's the Matrix. And now the Matrix is here, and you look at Tim Cook or Elon Musk or any of his executives, when they're up there on that stage, they'll be under white lights. Their pupils are 90% open. Zuckerberg, all of them, these people either have brain chips. That's it. These guys are wireheads. Something's going on. I'm in here underneath bright lights, and my pupils are very little. Yeah, zoom in if you can. My pupils are tiny because I'm not on drugs. I've had 2 cups of coffee today. So here, let me show you my pupils, okay? My pupils are little. They're supposed to close. That's what happens under the sun or under bright lights, but not these guys. These are drug addicts, and they want the hit of wires in their brains, and all of them have got those giant pupils because they've been there, and they ain't coming back.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, a guy that's become a good friend of mine, really smart, funny fella, and one of our top hosts here now, co-hosting with us, and our chief legal strategist, Robert Barnes, joins us. By the way, he didn't get his Covington kid lawsuit thrown out this week. That was the other fellow that filed lawsuits. I've gotten a bunch of calls about that. You haven't filed your suits yet because you've been strategically planning them. We're both a couple months behind right now, but those suits are very, very close. Our suits are very, very close. We'll give our friends and our enemies an update in the last segment of this hour, so remind me to do that coming up. But it's an important footnote. But the first thing I want to hit with you is something that I normally don't want to talk about. But now it's come to a head, so we should. The Robert Mueller hearings last week, it all coming to a head. Trump saying there's going to be criminal investigations, that there are criminal investigations of the leakers and the illegal spying and the perjury to Congress. And Trump coming out and saying it's the end of a witch hunt after judge appointed by Clinton dismisses DNC lawsuit out of New York. The Southern District of New York completely dismissed as if saying that it was entirely divorced from the facts. Yet another total and complete fraud, but entirely divorced. And I've got a whole stack of articles I'd never really mentioned last week. The Washington Post, all of them coming out and saying, okay, we apologize. It's not bad that we investigated, but we were wrong. You're innocent. So they're trying to have their cake and eat it too. But what does the Mueller report mean for Trump 2020? And it just goes on to say, okay, he didn't do it. We were wrong. New York Times owes Americans a big fat apology. That's the New York Post. Apologies to President Trump. The Hill. But like a dog going back to its vomit, I don't think they can help it. The Democratic leadership still doubling, tripling, quadrupling down. The media had every right to pursue Russia Trump, but Washington Post, again, goes on to say that they're wrong. This, to me, is a pretty big deal. What do you make of this, Robert Barnes?
So the case in New York, this was a liberal jurisdiction. The case was before a liberal judge in the Southern District of New York who said there's something called the Twombly standard, T-W-O-M-B-L-Y, United States v. Twombly. And what the Twombly standard stands for, and there's another one called Iqbal, and are two cases that say that just because you allege facts in a complaint does not mean a court has to take them seriously. So the court has to look at plausible facts. So what was significant was here you have a liberal judge in a liberal jurisdiction saying that there are, quote, no plausible facts that supported any allegation of collusion against the president and his allies, of conspiracy against the president and his allies, or of any crime against the president and his allies. He said their complaint was so weak that nobody could look at the facts.
He said divorce from reality.
Divorce from reality, and his exact quote was no plausible facts, period. And that's a liberal judge in a liberal jurisdiction declaring that. So at this point, it is beyond doubt, beyond question. I mean, last night, they didn't even ask a single question about Mueller because it's so dead, because it's so mute, because it's so irrelevant, because it's so implausible. That when you have liberal judges in liberal jurisdictions saying this case is crap, that this argument is crap, that there was no collusion, no crime, no conspiracy, at this point, that's where you're starting to see apologies. Yet the Democrats in Congress and in the House in particular continue to double down, an increasing number calling for impeachment and
they're now saying members of Congress are Russian agents.
Yeah, exactly. They're accusing Senator McConnell, who's maybe been a corporate agent for a long time, but not really been a Russian government agent by any imagination.
Oh, he's a total globalist agent, if anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Toad. By any imagination, he's a toad. But he's by no definition, or by anyone's imagination, Putin's toad. At this point, it's so... The question is, to what degree do they continue to live in a denial land? And it was a fascinating day. You have a day in which there are headlines about New York fire commissioners calling for 9/11 investigations because there was clear use of explosives by what happened to the health condition of the fire workers that they've now been able to look at over a 15-year time.
What's happening is there's a complete loss of confidence in the system now.
Exactly.
And even GQ magazine came out with a big article, I'm going to bring my name into it, and said, well, there has been so much lying, that's why this is the age of Alex Jones. No, it's the age of you being caught being liars, and now everyone that was afraid to speak out about what they saw, they told the police get back. They had a countdown. FEMA had a countdown on Building 7.
Oh, exactly.
I mean, it was on local news.
Well,
I talked to the cops that were there and heard the countdown. And then the media went, Jones says cops blew it up. No, I interviewed the cops that heard the damn countdown.
And it's probably not a coincidence that this is all happening while President Trump is President Trump. So you're looking at, I mean, President Trump was who said live at the time when the buildings came down that this was evidence of a controlled demolition. And this was someone in the building trades who knew about it. And on top of that, I mean, like Japan, for example, announced that they're going to start doing animal human hybrid experimentation because they're no longer limiting themselves legally and their doctors from doing so.
That's because China's been doing it forever, they're racing ahead.
Oh, exactly. Well, you see, like, for example, there's a major publication that has started to become more substantial called the Epic Times, and the reason is because they represent a sort of a religious tradition that has been targeted for donor experimentation in China.
That's the Falun Gong.
Exactly. And the whole Epic Times and everything about it. So the newspaper's called the Epic Times. But
they're big fans of mine, and I'm just saying, I mean, for years I go to this Chinese food restaurant owned by those folks, and they're always trying to give me free food and just love it.
Oh, I mean, they created, what's fascinating is they created a spiritual movement, a real spiritual movement, unlike sort of meditation with Marianne, a real spiritual movement that was so strong the government was so scared of it in China that it felt the need to suppress it.
Because it's totally decentralized, and it's all about life and action.
it's a pro-human, pro-individual movement that used its spiritual connection of allowing people to connect to nature in an organic and authentic way that challenged systemic and institutional power that would have misused and abused humanity.
Because they want us out of nature. That's the satanic system, out of nature, inside a bubble.
Exactly. They're the sort of digital reality that the Democrats are living in the debates, such that they think going harder to the left is the appropriate path, which is what both Warren and Bernie Sanders were doing last night. They were, I mean, they're trying to shorten the climate change. It was 12 years we're going to all die. Now it's 10 years. I mean, but by the time
that clip's coming up too.
Exactly. By the time of the election, it's going to be 2 years. It's going to be
like the planet will blow up like Krypton if you don't elect Joe Biden.
Exactly. On inauguration day, the whole country and the whole world will be over unless the Democrats in the White House. That will be the pitch, because every other conspiracy theory that they pushed has been wrong, and every other conspiracy theory that they said was wrong has turned out right.
Wow, well, powerful. I've got a lot to cover. I don't know which one of these top stories, they're all so insane, which one is the top story. We're going to come up with something big on the other side. I've got so much that my head's spinning. Robert Barnes is here with us. Please spread the links. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, and ClownWorld.us. That gets past the censors.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Boy, if there was a fly on the wall, ladies and gentlemen, what Robert Barnes and I are talking about. Big news this Thursday. We'll be announced. We'll see it all over the national news. We'll just stop there with Robert Barnes. And wheels within wheels. We are definitely fighting, taking action, and it's amazing. But I was asking you during the break, I said, listen, we've got all this news here. And then the next few seconds, we'll play some of the highlights of the insane debate last night and the ratings crashing. I mean, I'll be honest. I went home and watched the show. I was just sitting here all night. I couldn't look at them and watch them. I can listen, but I can't look at Democrats. So I went home and got on the computer and listened to our coverage. It was great. I literally couldn't sit here looking at them and calling the shots and go to this, go to that. I had to get out of here. I mean, I literally got depressed watching it. And I'll be honest, I feel good watching Trump. I feel good watching, you know, the other shows we do. I feel good watching Tucker Carlson. I feel good looking at DrudgeReport.com because, you know, these are good people. I cannot stand watching or listening to people. But I said, what do you want to hit first? You said, man, this whole thing where Mario Lopez, who I've always liked, you know, even when you're at the hotel and he introduces the movies you can watch, Mario Lopez is being attacked for saying three-year-old children should be encouraged to be transgender. No, I mean, that's literally child beyond sexual abuse. It's identity abuse. And that ties into Jeffrey Epstein and the sexualization of children in this whole movement. And so you wanted to speak to that.
Absolutely. So, I mean, like, to Dershowitz's credit, Professor Dershowitz put out an article where I disagree with his article, but he pointed out there's an inconsistency between saying that children are children and cannot consent in certain areas and then saying that they absolutely can in other areas. So, for example, if you're going to treat children as adults for criminal purposes under juvenile laws, or you're going to treat children as adults for the purposes of getting an abortion without parental consent, or you're going to treat children as adults for picking their gender and being able to do forced various forms of biological experimentation and surgery against parental consent, as happened in Canada, if you're going to talk about three-year-olds picking what gender they are, like Charlie Theron, who talked about racism.
The state confuses the children and then says, oh, we represent your child now. It's a form of child kidnapping.
Absolutely. I mean, and it's a severe form of mind control in the sense that we recognize...
And the Tavistock Institute, who heads up global mind control, admits they created this.
Oh, exactly. And the reason why you don't want kids voting, and the reason why you don't want kids drafted for the war, and you don't want kids treated as an adult for juvenile crime purposes, and that we have statutory... rape crime principles is because we recognize that until they reach a certain age, they do not have the moral cognizance or emotional maturity
to make those complex decisions.
Exactly.
They didn't do it with like capital murder is done with intent, with a conspiracy. They don't have what it takes to actually make the conscious decision. They can be manipulated.
Exactly. And so when you see these trying to have three-year-olds pick their gender, which is, you know, kids dress up as all kinds of things. They have no idea what that even means.
And it's easy to trick them into a new role and then say, now that's your role.
Exactly.
They're trying to tell the kid you're a superhero.
Exactly. They're sexualizing them and making identity a social construct rather than a biological reality when we all know it's a biological reality. There's nobody in the biological sciences that's propagating some of this absurd nonsense. So it reflects a deep, severe disconnect between biological reality and social reality, a disconnect between our laws recognizing that children are not of the moral cognizance or intellectual capability to make these kind of decisions.
And let's be clear. People biologically go through the clock. So before they hit puberty, they're basically asexual.
Absolutely.
And so it's a trick before they go through what they really are. I mean, when I hit puberty at 12, I became a killer. And I was after, because I wasn't stunted. I was after women. I was in fights. People wanted to fight. It was on. Before I was a little sweetie pie. As soon as the testosterone kicked on, look out. Godzilla's here. Well, they know that. But if they could have tricked me earlier on, I'd have been happy to sit there and put on a dress and, you know, and sit there and cook pancakes or whatever. So again, they are stunting and coming in early to steal the future potential.
Just several years ago, we would have universally recognized this as child abuse, what's going on. And it was trying to...
It's hardcore child abuse.
Absolutely it is, because it's confusing children.
By the way, you shouldn't be praised as having courage to say this, but this guy says you shouldn't sexualize three-year-olds, and they're trying to take his job away.
Exactly. They're attacking him. There was public calls on social media today for him to lose his shows, for him to lose his audience, for him to lose any contracts that he has, solely for saying what is morally and intellectually obviously true.
But here's the thing. He won't lose his soul, though.
Right. Well, exactly. That's what he cares more about. And that's more consequential. But amazing that we live in an era where it's controversial to say you should not sexualize three-year-old children. And you should not have three-year-old children trying to make decisions that the law recognizes they are not morally, intellectually, or emotionally capable of making. And to try to ask them to do so does so in a way that violates their core sense of identity and their capabilities. So it's legally offensive. It's morally offensive. It's intellectually offensive. It's just an outrage from top to bottom. But
and it's just... full assault with Caitlyn Jenner, all of it. It's a full corporate rollout. So the question is why?
Well, what you get is you end up getting the... I'll give Dershowitz credit. While I disagree with his conclusion, what he's right about is that the law...
Yeah, why do you go to jail for a 16-year-old girl, but it's okay to have little kids sitting on the laps of trannies riding horsey, telling them they're a whole other sex?
Exactly. Whether he intended to or not, Dershowitz drew what the logical conclusion of this ideology is.
That's what it's designed to do.
Exactly. It's to greenlight Epstein's relationships, to greenlight pedophilia, to greenlight child abuse.
Which is the final revolution.
Absolutely. And it's the most anti-human act. It looks at
people... Stealing the innocence of children.
Absolutely. And it reduces their humanity and their individuality. They're just cattle. They're there for a purpose.
Because, again, you grow up, you're adults. Your power to progenerate into the future is the prime drive. Men and women choose to come together in the greatest democracy the planet's ever seen to create new beings. They're jacking in and stealing that whole potentiality, stealing that from them.
Right.
I mean, that's incredible.
And there's a great degree of population replacement that's taking place here. So as we have fewer children, as abortion is increasingly incentivized, as we basically have American populations in the West not reproducing at a rate that can replace our own population, then we become more and more dependent on foreign populations that they believe are more malleable.
Which is in the 1960s Ford Foundation documents. They said we will promote transhumanism, sexless society. That's what Brave New World 1932 is written about. This has been a long-term plan. Barnes, I love it when you get on every subject. You always cover law or this or that. You're a smart guy. We need to get you your own show.
Oh, sure. That'd be fun.
We need to do it.
Absolutely.
We need to do it. Let me hit some of these headlines here just to show you how committed. Procter & Gamble has lost $5 billion since 6 months ago. They ran that ad saying being men are bad. All men are rapists. Shaving is, you know, part of rape or something. It was totally bizarre. Procter & Gamble loses $5 billion following woke Gillette ad campaign. ACLU blames inaccurate stereotypes for opposition to male athletes in girls' sports, now ruining girls' sports and taking over. No, you have double the size bones, way bigger muscles, more blood volume. I mean, this is insane. The ACLU says, oh, it's a stereotype. And again, Mario Lopez is being attacked for saying three-year-old children should be encouraged to be transgender. That is total robbing their future beyond pedophilia. But don't worry, this is also in Europe and the U.S., but in Australia, no more kisses from granny. Aussie program from the government tells kids granny hugging you or kissing you is pedophilia. So your own granny touching you is bad, but going and sitting on a man in a clown suit and riding horsey while he grinds you in pedophilic delight, that's liberal and loving.
Exactly. I mean, that's what's happening. And we're doing that in public school libraries, this sort of sanctified place for learning.
The library is now a pedo breeding ground. Look at this. Australia, sculpture of man's chest banned from art exhibit because Muslims don't like it.
Exactly. I
mean, so men's chests are bad. Greek statues are bad. But pedophilia is okay.
That's the new normal and the abnormal of the left today. And it shows the degree and the severity and the insanity of it. I mean, it's just what just 3 years ago would be, well, when Obama's policies and platform is considered far right in the modern Democratic Party.
They're pushing the envelope.
Exactly.
Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. That's where the next adventure against tyranny begins. That's where I'm going to be posting exclusive content 7 days a week in the fight for human freedom worldwide. That's where people that are at the third tier will get a free special edition t-shirt and more. Subscribe Star, Alex Jones. Search it today. It's a super hot site. It's pro-freedom. It's pro-free speech. It's exploding right now. We're very excited to be involved at Subscribestar. So be sure and join me at Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones for the next level of the human revolution against tyranny. When you subscribe today, you will see information. You will see videos. You will see articles. You will see documents you won't see anywhere else at Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. So subscribe today for exclusive content nowhere else on the World Wide Web. Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That's just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Can somebody help me? I think my air conditioner's dying.
Nurse, I need a compressor and a condenser coil. Stat.
Sounds serious.
Doctor, it's losing pressure, and the blower motor is unresponsive.
Sounds expensive.
That depends. Do you have an American Home Shield home warranty?
No.
Well, then I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Before your next home system and appliance breakdown, be sure you call American Home Shield. We help cover the cost when major components of up to 21 home systems and appliances die. Either we'll come to your home and repair them, or we'll replace them, no matter their age, including your AC, washer, oven, electrical, and plumbing. For a free quote, call 1-800-700-4350. Be sure your budget's protected. Be sure with the Shield, American Home Shield. For a free quote on flexible plans to meet your needs and budget, call 1-800-700-4350. That's 1-800-700-4350.
Limitations and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
New world order.
A new world order.
That's some fun listening to this song.
A new world order.
Of 1988. Austin, Texas, down here visiting.
A new world order.
Thanks, folks. All right, we're starting into the debate last night. I do intend to try to open the phones up here, but we got so much to cover. And some really interesting things that I'm not going to announce yet until next hour. Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyers, here with us. Let me just briefly remind folks that I should probably once during this special fundraiser we're doing to help stabilize the operation and launch a few new little covert operations, Stop the Clowns store-wide mega sale. 50 to 60% off all InfoWars Live formulas, free shipping, and double Patriot points. They brought back the mega special to help you support InfoWars and help stop the whole clown world operation. Get 50% off to 60% off all InfoWars Live formulas, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. This could be your last chance to stock up on top InfoWars Live formulas before they are completely out of stock. Because I've got a big stock of some things, and I could sell out of all that stuff, never restock it, and fund for 6 months. But then if I don't restock, because everybody loves the supplements, we would have to contract and maybe even shut down in a year. So that's the math that goes into this. I need a lot of extra money to buy the products to keep having them into the future. Whether it's the Wake Up America coffee that's highest rated out there, or the colloidal silver fortified and fluoride-free super blue toothpaste. I mean, there's a lot of stuff goes into business. And I use business to fund this operation. We don't have a sugar daddy like Bill Gates or the Ford Foundation or George Soros. We have you. So the warehouse has confirmed we're already selling out of Survival Shield, X2 Nation Iodine, Supermel Vitality, and DNA Force. Now is the time to secure your order before they completely sell out. Take advantage of this massive special and support the defense of free speech and reality at InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off InfoWars Life, high-quality, storable food that's privately owned from My Patriot Supply. We didn't have them for a sponsor for about 6 months because they had a shakeup in the company just because all the other distributors were pissed that I did a special private label deal to go lower than anybody else. That's what I do. We did become the biggest distributor, by the way, but it really is high-quality, storable food at the lowest price you'll find. Real Red Pill Plus that I never talk enough about, and Real Red Pill doesn't have a stimulant in it, those are both 60% off. And by the way, they're the biggest game changers. It takes a week or so for them to kick in, though, okay? Well, Real Red Pill Plus kicks in 30 minutes because it has a stimulant, a natural stimulant added to it. But the Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus also have the preglinone or a bunch of other key things that are building blocks to all the hormones in the body. You add that with X2, you add that with selenium, you add that with bone broth, you add that with a few other things. I mean, it's amazing. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. You can also make straight-up donations there that really helped this operation. So thank you all. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWars.com/show, where you can see the space shuttle we have there with the money coming in, the goal of raising $1 million gross sales and donations, which, again, helps us secure new operations we want to run. And, again, the space shuttle has some secret payloads in it as well. When it goes up into orbit, it's got some things you'll never know about until maybe 5-10 years from now. But there's a lot of little payloads in there, and we're very judicious about the money we spend. We know what we're doing, and we're promoting freedom, so our $1 to the enemy's $1 million is equivalent. Well, they spend billions against us alone, tens of billions against Trump, and they're failing. But again, we need to get that payload into orbit, so we need to launch those operations. So please make donations straight up. You can also call toll-free, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Want to make just a credit card donation? You want to mail in checks? There's a P.O. box there as well. And we used to, years ago, get a lot of big donations. Nowadays, people just purchase things to support, but we might make 20% on sales this big. Where we sell a lot more, still, sometimes it doesn't cut it. Because I don't really do marketing. I just love to give you great products at great prices. And so you're habituated, I get it, to such a major discount that you buy. So it's a catch-22. So just please get the staples you already need from us and know that you're really affecting change worldwide. Robert Barnes, the next two segments, we're going to get into, obviously, the debates. Your overall view of the debates last night.
So, I mean, going in sort of my analysis for people who follow me on the sort of political betting markets is, was that Bernie was the one that was most likely to get a boost from a betting market perspective. And he did. His people who bet on Bernie got a 35% rate of return profit overnight. I think from a betting perspective, and I think from a sort of prognostication perspective, and as we were talking about last night, it's amazing how you have all these analysts who are so terrible at prognostication. If you can't predict or forecast what's going to happen, you really are out of touch with the world and really shouldn't be analyzing anything. And many of them were sort of misplaced. And as we also forecast, Marianne Williamson would be the most searched candidate because she's the weirdest by far, and she says the most interesting, eclectic things, even when it's completely nuts.
By the way, that's our biggest failing, is that you and Owen, the last two times, exactly forecast to a level I couldn't even do. And then we don't even have crew to go back where you said that, where you did it.
Right.
But you guys did it all before the debate. And you're all on record.
Oh, absolutely. And I also put it up on Twitter so that people could see in live time and in real time. Here's the prediction. Now, of course, you can't find me on Twitter because Twitter has me. If you look up Barnes Law, I don't exist.
You're Shadow Man. But let's pull up your actual Twitter because, I mean, you and Owen made the prediction a month ago, too.
Yes, correct. That Marianne Williamson would be the most searched for person. And then it was that Tulsi Gabbard would get the biggest boost in the betting markets. And that's what happened.
And then the polls. And you won.
Exactly. In both cases, that's what took
place. And you guys called it again last night.
Yep. So I think going.
That's because Owen's a sports guy, so are you.
Yeah.
I mean, he just obsesses over it.
Well, it's also having objective. There's a reason why InfoWars is the only media brand of this scale and this scope in the world that's not dependent on billionaires. It's not dependent
on corporations. Well, sure, let's be clear. Media can make good predictions, too. They're told what to say.
Exactly. That's the problem. And not only that, why do they continue to promote losers? Because losers stay on script. So the reason why this audience gets access to information and intel that nobody else does is because this audience makes it a reality by supporting InfoWars.
And again, scroll into some of his tweets where he predicted this all before it even started last night. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. So it's the audience that makes real their own access to intel and information that they get to share with their friends and family and people around the world.
And everything is about how accurate and authentic you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Which the corporate media doesn't get. They're all wanting a billionaire to fund them. We all get funded by being authentic, so we're fighting to be authentic.
Exactly. I mean, they have to have teleprompters and they have to have scripts because otherwise they might upset or offend some advertiser, some donor, some big corporate contributor, some billionaire. So
it's all been screened by 20 lawyers.
Exactly. You would see it like a publication like The Intercept, which is actually a popular publication, but and does do some anti-war stuff, but they propagated a lot of the Russiagate nonsense, even though their editor said it was nonsense. Why? Because one of their billionaire backers is a big Trump hater. We don't have to propagate anything. So the consequence is people get to get independent inside information that's actually accurate in forecasting and foreshadowing what happened. I mean, whether you're talking about the New York fire commissioners talking about reopening 9/11, whether you're talking about Japan going into animal-human hybrid experimentation, or whether you're talking about last night's debate, they're able to get intel tomorrow's news today, literally, because the audience makes it a functional reality. So I think that what happened is you saw that last night, I think Buttigieg fell in the betting markets. I think Buttigieg is almost dead. I mean, he's only living off big donors at this point. And that's why he's coming up with more.
By the way, speaking of Buttigieg, let's play a quick clip as we go to break. Where the Earth's now ending in 10 years. He's outdoing AOC. Here it
is. He had to.
Ask yourself how somebody like Donald Trump ever gets within cheating distance of the Oval Office in the first place. It doesn't happen unless America is already in a crisis, an economy that's not working for everyone, endless war, climate change. We have lived this in my industrial Midwestern hometown. My generation has lived this as long as we have been alive, and it's only accelerating. Science tells us we have 12 years before we reach the horizon of catastrophe when it comes to our climate. By 2030, the average house in this country will cost $500,000 bucks, and a woman's right to choose may not even exist. We're not going to be able to meet this moment by recycling the same arguments, policies, and politicians that have dominated Washington for as long as I have been alive. We've got to summon the courage to walk away from the...
I've got to do what he says because he's gay.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And Robert Barnes. Beto O'Rourke has in longer clips said the world ending in 11 years. AOC first heard it 12 years. Al Gore said that all the sea-level places, even though he bought a house after that, would be gone by 2017. And he said that 10 years before. So they just copy the, in 10 years we're all dead. Well, now Beto, last night, we were saying it was the judge of Buddha, Buddha judge, our Lord and Savior, our Master, our King, our God. But actually he was saying 12 years, going with a standard talking point. But no. O'Rourke says it's 10 years. Here it is.
Listen to the scientists on this, and they're very clear. We don't have more than 10 years to get this right. And we won't meet that challenge with half steps or half measures.
You know, I think he was the biggest loser. He's unwatchable. He's so flaming fake. And the fact that all these fake Texans that bought into him, it's just mental illness.
Well, the betting markets agree. He took a 35% drop in what was already very low odds. I mean, he's now beneath Andrew Yang, way beneath Andrew Yang to be elected the next Democratic nominee for the presidency. So at this point, if he's smart, I mean, like the meme about him was Beto O'Rourke still can't get the message. I mean, that he needs to get out. So I think the fact that he's even trying to, and that's why he's taking these extreme positions. He's like, okay, AOC said 12 years. I'll say no more than 10 years, maybe 5 years. Maybe next time I'll say 2 years. Something dramatic, something drastic, just to get attention. They're all really bad at it. None of them are happy.
He also said give illegal aliens everything free.
Oh, exactly. Free health care for illegal aliens, but not for American citizens. So the free education and the and. But he went back. He reversed himself last night. Originally, they all said they wanted to decriminalize crossing the border. Then they did polls, and they found out that even Democrats don't support that position. So Beto was reversing himself and saying, oh, no, now I think we probably shouldn't decriminalize crossing the border. So the so he goes back. Back and forth on those.
But the real globalist agenda is opening the border.
Absolutely.
Marianne Williamson, you go to drudgereport.com, it's a powerful image right there of her saying that Trump is a dark force, warns of dark days for Dems, Trump psychic force in America. That you want to say dark force. Is it that projection? They're the ones that want pedophilia. They're the ones that want open borders. They're the ones that say America was never great, will never be great. They're the ones that are just pushing all this constant poison. Let's go ahead and hear from her.
Ms. Williamson, what's your response on the Flint water crisis?
My response on the Flint water crisis is that Flint is just the tip of the iceberg. I was recently in Denmark, South Carolina, where there is a lot of talk about it being the next Flint. We have an administration that has gutted the Clean Water Act. We have communities, particularly communities of color and disadvantaged communities all over this country, who are suffering from environmental injustice. I assure you, I lived in Grosse Pointe. What happened in Flint would not have happened in Grosse Pointe. This is part of the dark underbelly of American society. The racism, the bigotry, and the entire conversation that we're having here tonight, if you think any of this wonkiness is going to deal with this dark psychic force of the collectivized hatred that this president is bringing up in this country, then I'm afraid that the Democrats are going to see some very dark days. We need to say it like it is. It's bigger than Flint. It's all over this country. It's particularly people of color. It's particularly people who do not have the money to fight back. And if the Democrats don't start saying it, then why would those people feel that they're there for us? And if those people don't feel it,
why would anybody want to be this victim and say, I live in L.A. where it's toilet to tap, where they take the sewage, put it through all these expensive systems that the city bought, billions a year, folks, we're spending this in L.A., billions on the sewage. And then you drink toilet water filtered by the city, and then you wonder why everybody's got cancer. I mean, I've tasted L.A. water, and it literally makes me sick. When I go to L.A., I'm a neat freak. I take 3 showers a day at least, okay? I do not shower when I am in Los Angeles. I take bottles of filtered water, and I take whore baths, as they're called, okay? I take a whore bath with washcloths and that because I get sick, and I'm tough. I get sick when I take a shower in L.A. The place is a joke, folks. Dallas is almost as bad. Houston's bad. I grew up in Dallas. I didn't need anybody to tell me tap water was bad when I was a kid playing football or whatever. I drink like 3 glasses of water. I feel sick after. Okay, and I learned to start drinking filtered water. I felt better. And, yeah, I also sell water filters, the best that are out there. Damn right. InfoWarsStore.com. But what I'm getting at is, yeah, 1 billion toilet-to-tap water program. And I remember that years ago, but that's just some new. They got a whole bunch of sewage. That's just one facility. They already put in toilet-to-tap 20 years ago in some areas. And so do you need the government to tell you should filter your water or you should drink it out of something that is sewage with all the chemicals and all the runoff and all the drugs? That's insane. No filter can cut that out. And then the government adds toxic fluoride to it.
I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, there's serious problems across the board. What's fascinating is, one, this use of the phrase people of color is ironic. It's like an old Bloomsbury comedic script where, you know, the older person keeps making references to colored people, which is a term we got rid of correctly, and now all of a sudden we're going back to it by just rephrasing it people of color. So that whole, but
and they're pushing busing. Well, that's a wonderful thing.
Oh, exactly. It's a complete political debacle where Harris reversed her position off script when she was, when she's on stage, she says one thing. When she's off stage, she says something completely different. She'll reverse herself 8 different times, probably again tonight. So, but I think you saw with Williamson is there was a large degree of projection. The obsession with race is an obsession of the Democrats and the left.
It's, and they've moved away from Russia for now.
Exactly.
On to race.
Exactly. Race is now the big mantra. And it's purely moral virtue signaling. It's people.
And new video service will have next segment. Elijah Cummings a decade ago on C-SPAN calling it rat infested.
Oh, I mean, King Elijah of Baltimore, as Trump called him, is an accurate terminology. And the reality is the Democratic Party has institutionally failed African-Americans in this country over 40, 50, 60 years. And the question only is, how do they keep inducing African-Americans to vote Democratic when the Democratic Party continues to fail the African-American
truth
community?
Truth is, everybody I know, almost everybody that's black, just black, American, white, whatever, who cares, I'm sick of these damn terms. All of them don't like the Democrats. What they do is the Democrats are so corrupt, there's massive election fraud proven in inner city areas, whether it's poor, white, black. We know this. These are institutionalized criminal groups that are in control, that people aren't actually supporting it. The polls are all fake.
Well, I mean, what was key to Trump's election was African-American men in Detroit, and like where the debates were held tonight and were held last night. If you look at where, same in Milwaukee, same in Philadelphia, same in Pittsburgh, it was because they voted for Trump in ways they did not vote for Romney and did not vote for McCain. They gave Trump each of those three states. They know that, and they think the appeal is to try to be like a bad rapper in their racializing of basic American politics.
Which, well, I mean, I've seen this, and I've got a family that's great, but some family, when we're ordering Mexican food or something, will if a Hispanic's doing the serving, will be like, "Hello, how are you?" They're like, "What the hell are you talking about?" Or, and then I've seen it some around. We have a black cab driver or something. Somebody will be like, just like literally virtue signaling. It's not that the people are bad. They're just uncomfortable because the media has made it. I'm not going to talk different in front of somebody. I'm not going to go to New York City and talk with a Yankee accent, much less they come down here. Just be real.
Oh, exactly. Well, they've done studies on this. And so white liberals historically will use different words. And
they're three times more likely to dumb their language down.
Exactly. They're completely condescending. And this is across the board. This is like my experience when I went to Yale in the 90s. You see people who think they're about supporting their own moral superiority priority to everyone else.
Oh, here's an example. I had a lake house. This is like 8-9 years ago, and the neighbors were UT professors, and they brought the gypsy king of the Roman people or whatever to the lake, and they were so uncomfortable because we shared a dock. They were like, "We don't dislike gypsies." You know, like, I didn't know those people were gypsies. They have brown skin, whatever. I'm over here fishing with my son. So she walks over to like my 5-year-old son who has a birthmark. You know, Rex is like 16 now, and she goes, "What happened? Who hit you? Did he?" She's this liberal white woman. And he goes, "I've got a birthmark." She's like, "Oh, sorry." They all knew I was Alex Jones. They were just flipping out. And then soon the gypsies are over at my house asking for something. And then they're digging in my yard for arrowheads. And it's like, they are the royal people. You must let them. And I just thought it was kind of rude and said, "F off." They left me alone. But it was literally this leftist thing like, "Here are the gypsies. You're racist. You beat your son." And it's just, it's like mind control. These people are nuts.
Well, what they want is they want people in their local community.
Well, these were professors that later on got ripped off by the gypsies. But they're in this cult like, "I'm with the gypsies. Oh, God, they're so cool. Gypsies are so wonderful." You know, just.
Well, these are the people that when they drive through an inner city, lock their doors or don't drive through the inner city at all. So these are people who are not connected or cared about. That's what Trump was exposing. He's like, here's someone who likes to grandstand, and the white media and the white left wants to grandstand, pretending they support racial equality when it's Trump who's delivered the lowest unemployment rate for African American men in the history of the unemployment rate even being tracked. While you look at what's happening in their communities, they don't care about their communities. Instead, Congressman Cummings,
they totally exploit them and want to keep them down.
Exactly, and you see his wife is involved in dubious practices with an NGO, a non-governmental organization.
Oh, and Trump knows all that, and now the media is defending rats,
yes.
Defending collapse, and it's insane how
their hypocrisy and duplicity on issues of race. They do not care about African Americans. They do not care about improving the ordinary everyday lives of African Americans.
I agree. Stay there. I'm gonna play this Elijah Cummings clip coming up. Then hit a few other things. We have another guest coming on, but I've got so much to get to. I'm gonna play my 26-month-old daughter singing "Twinkle Twinkle Little Star." She was singing it this morning. I got her to do it again. I'm gonna play that too. Third hour coming up.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.